I'm Elder Stephen Snow, and you're listening to Gospel Tangents.
Welcome to Gospel Tangents, the best source for Mormon history, science, and theology. I'm Rick Bennett. I'm excited to have our first LDS General Authority, Elder Stephen E. Snow from the First Quorum of 70 and Church Historian. In our first segment here, we're going to be getting more acquainted with him and find out, you know, some of the things about church history topics. What are his favorite stories? Are there things that troubled him in church history? Check out our conversation. All right, well, I can't tell you how excited I am to have the outgoing church historian. So could you go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience?
Well, I'm Elder Stephen Snow, and I will continue to be the church historian until August 1st, and then I'm will be officially released at October conference, but my duties finish up August 1st.
So, oh, wow.
Pretty excited after 18 years to be going emeritus. That's what.
Yeah, now you were called, I was reading your Wikipedia page, we were going to check it out and see.
Uh-huh.
So it says that you were called to the First Quorum of 70 in 2001, is that correct?
March of 2001.
Okay,
yes.
So we can trust Wikipedia.
Right, that's right.
And I understand you served as a mission president?
In the California San Fernando mission from 1994 to 1997.
Wow. So you have a broad church background, and I understand that you, well, so you're a lawyer by trade, is that right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And the previous historian was a lawyer by trade, Marlon Jensen.
That's correct. And my successor is a lawyer as well. So trained as an attorney.
So is there something to do with law that makes you qualified to be the church historian?
Well, I've always thought maybe lawyers are frustrated historians. They always wanted to be historians, but they became lawyers instead.
Well, and I know Rick Turley was the assistant church historian for a
while. For many years.
I talked to him just a few months ago.
He has a law degree.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. So, well, that's fantastic. Well, did you get a history degree or anything like that growing up? Or?
No, I always enjoyed history very much. I had some great teachers in high school, and so it's something I've always enjoyed. And my personal reading, I always have read biographies or mm-hmm. histories, not necessarily novels or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But my degree actually was accounting. I wanted to graduated from Utah State in accounting, wanted to go to law school since I was younger, as a teenager, and
mm-hmm.
so I went to Brigham Young University to law school there at J. Reuben Clark Law School.
Okay. So I'm a Utah man, so but we can still be friends.
Well, I always wanted to go to Utah, but I'll tell you a funny story. I applied to two schools, that's all, Utah and BYU.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to go to Utah.
Oh, really?
But I got accepted to BYU, and it said to send in your acceptance letter and $50, and so I did, acknowledging that I'd come, and sent a $50 check. And then 10 days later, I got my acceptance to the University of Utah.
Oh, you're kidding?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
And I thought, if I go to the U, I'll lose that $50 I just sent to BYU. So I went to Brigham Young University instead.
So
had
over
a marvelous
$50,
experience.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, over $50. Believe me, at that point in my life, that was a lot of money. But had a great experience down at Brigham Young
well,
University.
Well, you know, I always love it because, you know, when BYU plays Utah, you'll see the signs, and especially at Utah, it will say the prophet is a Ute. And
yeah, exactly.
President Nelson graduated from medical school there, and President Monson did, and President Hinckley did too. So it's the school of the prophets.
It is, for sure. You can't argue about that.
Well, great. Well, so, you know, one of the big questions that I get delving into Mormon history, and so I'd like to pose this to you, is how can you maintain a testimony and know all this church history?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and I hear it too. And for me, the more I learn about our history as a church, it actually strengthens my testimony. The more I learn, the more respect I have for those that went before and the hard things they did that were driven by their faith, many of these accomplishments. I just find it very inspiring. Now, there are situations and experiences in the past that sometimes are sensationalized by others online, and I really believe in studying things in the context of time and place and trying to understand what was going on. And I think, but at the same time, understanding the big picture. If you get too wrapped up with non-consequential issues, then it's hard to progress. And so I just love church history, and the more I learn, the more my testimony grows, frankly.
Can you share with us studying church history, what has been the most inspirational story that you've learned?
I think that's hard to identify just one, Rick, but I think Saints is the first volume of Saints is a good representation, I think, of many stories, some of which members of the church will not know. And I just think, how did they do it? How did they suffer all this persecution? And I'm sure it was a sifting process for many. Mm-hmm. But boy, they had a lot of courage and a lot of faith, those that stayed true and came west and you know, established Zion here in the Rocky Mountains. It's just an inspiring story, I think, our history. And what inspires me even more is we focus as a department more on a global history of the church. Mm-hmm. That history is being repeated in every country where we take the gospel. There's these same stories from pioneers of the gospel today that are, you know, we can still go to the Philippines and talk to some of the very, very first members of the church. And it's, you go to Burma or to Myanmar, and there's a branch we have there, and 13 of this little branch are serving full-time missions right now.
Wow.
It's just, so those stories are being repeated over and over again. Mm-hmm. Around the world.
Yeah, we think of first-generation Mormons as the 19th century, but there are some in our century as well.
I think we've focused most of our time, I think, and many historians like yourself and others like to focus on the 19th century, but the 20th and 21st century are amazing times to study, especially internationally as the church expands and grows.
That's fantastic. Well, let me ask you another question along those lines. Has there been anything in church history that's caused you some troubling feelings? Let's put it that way.
No, you know, there's little surprises that come up every once in a while, mm-hmm. but this is, you know, one thing I've done is I've really loved to study church history, so there's not a lot of things new that have that have troubled me that as we've studied and learned our history. And I just think people that don't study a history enough are the ones that tend to be a little bit surprised and and maybe rocked a little bit by what, or jarred by what they learn. And so I encourage people to study history and to really learn the story rather than just get hung up on a couple of little issues that may have been troubling. That's why I like Saints, the new series, the first volume of the four-volume series that we have out. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that because the whole you read some of these little episodes in the context of the whole story. And they seem really what they are, rather insignificant mm-hmm. to the whole narrative. So, I really haven't found much that's troubled me. Nothing really that's troubled me. A few little surprises, but nothing too much.
You know, and I always loved to kind of study the controversial topics. So have you been studying history your whole life then?
Well, it's always an interest that I've had.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, go back to seminary. That was the year I enjoyed the most, that mm-hmm. we studied Doctrine and Covenants and church history. Mm-hmm. And so I've always loved to read stories of books about our history and about biographies of individuals in our past. And I found them very inspiring. Mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Elder Stephen Snow of the First Quorum of 70. In our next conversation, we're going to talk about the Gospel Topics essays. I asked him why there wasn't more publicity surrounding the release of those Gospel Topics essays.
Do you advertise and make a big deal about a website that you can go to learn all of these, you know, everything weird you wanted to know about the LDS Church, the Church of Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints, you can go here. And so that was, or should we just kind of quietly release them? And the decision was made to kind of quietly put them out there so that they're accessible. And then at a later date, we could publicize them more if we wanted. As it turned out, that wasn't necessary. Once Race and the Priesthood and Nauvoo Polygamy came out, it wasn't necessary to publicize the Gospel Topics database.
If you'd like to hear the entire interview uncut, please support Gospel Tangents and become a subscriber. For just $5 a month, go to patreon.com/gospeltangents and you can hear the entire interview. And you can also get transcripts available in either our Amazon website, or if you want to give the money to me and not Amazon, please subscribe on my website at gospeltangents.com and you can click the yellow subscribe button. Of course, we're also on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other places. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes at tinyurl.com/gospeltangents. And don't forget to click here to subscribe on YouTube, here for a transcript. And over here, we've got some more of our great videos. Thanks again for listening.